Good afternoon. I'm Sam Friedman with the KUAC News Minor Update. School District Superintendent Karen Gaborik has proposed cutting 235 jobs if public education funding from the state is cut by $30 million, the amount that has been suggested by Governor Mike Dunleavy. The impacts would be bigger classes, snowier parking lots, and longer wait times for technology help in public schools, among other things, according to a Monday discussion by the Fairbanks North Star Borough Board of Education. Education leaders discussed how the school district might absorb the state cut, equal to 12 to 13% of the district's $243 million annual budget, even as they took pains to avoid getting into specifics. The one-page plan by Gaborik does not detail which jobs would be cut. The loss in state support translates to middle school and high school classes with between 30 and 50 students. Elementary school class sizes would rise to the high 20s. The superintendent's advice to the school board was to pass a budget assuming no state cut and to hope for the best. The superintendent said she will be watching the legislature over the coming months and preparing contingency plans to present to the school board, which has a deadline of April 1st to provide an approved budget to the borough assembly and mayor. One person is dead in a home fire in the western Alaska village of Aniak. Alaska state troopers report that the remains of an adult male were found in a house that burned early Saturday. Troopers say a woman at the home suffered injury and smoke inhalation, but was able to escape. She told troopers she tried to put out the flames, which originated in a bedroom. The residence was a complete loss. A deputy fire marshal from Fairbanks traveled to Aniak to look into the cause of the fatal fire. About 4,300 people lost power in the Fairbanks area Monday afternoon after a car ran into a power pole on Lathrop Street near 2nd Avenue at about 2:30 p.m. 1,000 customers were without power for more than an hour, but by Monday evening, the power had been restored. In southeast Alaska, the search continues for a medevac plane that disappeared with three crew members on board in January. KTOO reports that a Guardian Flight Facebook post Sunday says a search team recently located a large object in Frederick Sound that they think could be part of the missing aircraft. Using sonar, they estimated it is about 25 feet long and 6 to 8 feet wide. The object is under about 600 feet of water, so the team will need to use a submersible to identify it. The Juneau-based crew, pilot Patrick Coyle, paramedic Margaret Langston, and nurse Stacy Ray Morse, took off from Anchorage on January 29th to pick up a patient in Cake. They never arrived. A three-day search in the area turned up only part of a wing. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.